I don't know why my colleagues wouldn't do it.
Well, how many years have you done it now?
I think this is my eighth year.
Okay. Yeah. So it was really almost from the time you came.
Yeah. And it went through various permutations. We did various complete messiahs, highlights. We did a mixture of Baroque Christmas / messiahs. We had all sorts of different kinds of things.
What is this year? Are we hearing a modern orchestra? Are you taking a big approach or what?
No, I always do lean and mean. So we still use our Baroque bows that we were able to obtain right at the beginning of this process. The Herberger Family Foundation provided those. We still use the techniques that we learned from this fantastic Baroque violinist, Robert Mealy. But it's amazing to have the chorus who's done this thing with me over and over and over. I've already thought of some dynamics I want to change, little things, and they're always game for it.
I want to make sure that people know two things. When you first came, I remember there was a question at the press conference what your plans were for the chorus. We were all afraid you were going to abandon it.
Mm.
The other piece that people might not know is the push you had toward getting the Baroque bows, that different sound for when you do Messiah. You're not doing it the way we all grew up with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra, which is great.
Yes, very luxurious.
I'm not going to belittle that.
Exactly.
But this is so much more intimate.
That's what we strive for, obviously, by using these bows. They're shorter bows, they're lighter bows, and they enable the performers to just have a bit more of a nimble palate.
When you approach this again, do you say, well, this year we want to do this and leave that chorus out?
Actually, as I was coming back here to get ready for the rehearsals, I was thinking about a couple numbers that we had omitted, which I think, if I come back, I'm going to put them back in.
All this history in this piece, do you kind of immerse yourself in that too? Or have you at one point?
I'm most enamored by the fact that Handel takes these little black dots and is able to write on paper in a way that conveys this story with such a concise way. Because there's no fat on this piece. But I'm amazed that a work like this that's so enduring, centuries go by, and the impact is very much the same.
And then when you get a chance to hear it a little more lean, then you really get a chance, I think, to hear not the bigness of the sound, but the intimacy of the sound.
I think actually the historical performance adds zip and zing in a lot of areas that perhaps those mid-20th century performances and recordings don't necessarily have. I love this time of year, and it's magic here in the valley with these clear blue skies. Actually, in Minneapolis, we have a similar thing, just different temperature. I mean, it's just 60 degrees different.
Which is why I stay here.
Right.
Michael Christie, we'll look forward to Messiah.
Pleasure. Happy holidays, everyone.